decades. Star 102.5's Combat Hunger. Presented by American Equity Investment Life Insurance. Benefiting the Food Bank of Iowa.
Just a couple of days left for our Combat Hunger this year, of course, collecting donations for the Food Bank of Iowa to help fellow Iowans that are in need. And we have on the phone with us this morning the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa, Michelle Book. Hey, Michelle, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good morning. It's fabulous to be with you. It's a great day in Iowa.
It sure is. All right. So, how are things going at the food bank? I mean, we're hearing all about, you know, shortages and inflation and things like that. How is that affecting you?
Well, we're coming off a very critical year and a half of COVID, transitioning from a pandemic to an endemic, and we do have supply chain challenges continuing to bear down. Price increases are three times what they normally are. We're expected to see more coming up in the next calendar year. Energy prices have increased. Diesel prices have increased. It's 50% more just to get a load of food from California to Iowa than it was a year ago.
Wow. Okay. That's significant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what's one of the advantages, though, of donating to the Food Bank of Iowa when you want to help people who are hungry, because even with all of those issues, you're still really good over there at making a dollar stretch.
Well, we beg and borrow. No stealing, but we do beg and borrow. Just $10 provides more than a week's worth of food for a fellow Iowan in need. $40, just think about it. $40 donated will feed one Iowan for a month. With our purchasing power, our relationships, our ties into the community, our work with retailers and wholesalers, we can stretch a dollar much more than somebody at the grocery store. For what you'd pay for one meal at the grocery store, Food Bank of Iowa could provide seven.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you hearing from your pantries that you work with?
Well, we're getting back a lot of gratitude. We hear from the folks we work with, 680 partners across our 55 counties, that they're grateful for the support. We find the food, we keep it safe, and we deliver it to their doors. They're serving 200,000 Iowans right now, and a third of those are children. They need more cereal, more soup, more canned fruits and vegetables, more lean, clean protein. Peanut butter is popular, spaghetti sauce, pasta, all those things. We're looking for them every day. We keep them safe and we get them out as fast as we can.
We here at Star 102.5 love being a part of Combat Hunger. It's been over 30 years for us now, and we ask our listeners every year to step up, and they come through every time. We had our Combat Hunger school rivalry this year again, and Johnston High School was our champion this year. They collected over $3,000 just out there at their high school. We had a lot of other high schools participating, and now it's the last few days we've been asking our listeners to help out too. We ask you to go to star1025.com and look at our goals page and see if you can help us reach one of our final goals, or you have a donate button there at the top there if you want to make a flat donation. As you heard Michelle talking about, just a $40 donation can feed one Iowan for a month. Did I hear that right, Michelle? A month, right?
You did hear that right.
Wow.
And think about it, $70 will buy 1,000 pounds of potatoes.
Right.
Wow. $70, 1,000 pounds of potatoes. It stretches meals a long, long way.
And that is one of our goals on our website, too. 1,000 pounds of potatoes, you can, as Michelle said there, $70 will buy one. So if you can do that, great. Got a couple of friends. You want to go in together and buy 1,000 pounds of potatoes for $70. Is my math right? Is that like 7 cents a pound or something? That's pretty cheap.
We buy potatoes in a 2-ton tote, and then volunteers come in and sort them down into family-sized bags of 3 to 5 pounds.
Wow. That's so many potatoes.
Yeah, so people can volunteer as well, but $20 will buy an emergency food box.
Michelle Book, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa, kind enough to get up and join us, talk to us this morning about everything going on with the Food Bank of Iowa. And again, we're asking you to donate. Go to star1025.com to do that as we wrap up our final few days of this year's Star 102.5's Combat Combat Hunger. Thank you so much, Michelle. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm grateful to you, Star 102.5. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care, Michelle. Bye-bye. All right. So, as Michelle mentioned there, that emergency box of food is just one of our three remaining goals, and we need 47 more of those. We've cut it in half, more than that. 53% of the way for that particular goal. $19.43 mm-hmm. for a emergency box of food for a family. So
not even 20 bucks.
Not even. If you can go to star1025.com, click on our Combat Hunger page, follow the donation, and you'll see our goals. And you can maybe buy a box or two if you can this morning. Star1025.com.
You can listen to us without ever having to receive a wait for a password authentication text. So annoying. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.